just you miserable little...
A sugar dump on Rumsfeld's lawn again.
Good, honey.
I know you're in there, old man.
Honey, it's the neighbors.
Listen up, mister. That piece of scum barking rat of yours has just taken his last dump on my lawn. I find one more, just one, I'm going to catch him and staple his ass shut. Right now, I'm going to do it right now.
No, no, no. Let's go.
Hey, honey, I think we should move.
An arms dealer across the street and a crazy person down it. All they ever do is fight. Is this sweet enough? Now, this new next door neighbors, what is their name again? The Klopex?
Uh-huh.
Is that a Slavic name?
I don't know.
They've been here a month. I think they're gonna do something about their yard.
Are you going to eat any of this?
Oh, no, I got that thing with my stomach again. I wonder what was going on over there last night.
I knew this was going to happen.
What?
Nothing.
What, Carol? What did you know was going to happen?
It started already. Look at you. You're going to sit around the house all week doing nothing, get bored out of your mind, and go back to work in worse shape than you are now.
No, I'm not.
Please, let's pack up the car and go to the lake. Just get away from here and rest. You should see yourself. You were up at the crack of dawn watching a dog poop.
You call going up to the lake resting. It is 4 hours of driving on the tollway in holiday traffic to sit in some dank, wet cabin and wait for that neighbor with the enormous head to get drunk and fall down the stairs.
He's a hydrocephalic, and I don't think that you should...
Honey, that's not my idea of restful, all right? This is restful. Hanging around the house, just being lazy, and that's what I want to do. I just want to hang around, be lazy, listen to the ball game, and, you know, drink a couple hundred beers and maybe smoke an occasional cigar outside. I'll fix the barbecue in the backyard if you want me to. I'll do that. All right, this is what I need, Carol. I need this. And you'll see. At the end of the week, I'll be a brand new human being.
It's your vacation.
Oh.
Quiet. Art's got a gun. Hey, hi, Ray. Hey, what are you guys eating in there?
Oh, you know how Suzette is about her bird feeder. I mean, these crows start throwing up out of nowhere. She's all over my back to get rid of them. Oh, the crows are too big for the bird feeder, she says.
I don't remember seeing crows around here before.
Oh, big bastards, too. That's why I got the gun. I'm going to pop a few of them.
So why didn't you go with Suzette to her mother's house?
Hey, I'm eating here, okay? Can you imagine me and the two of them alone for a week? I'd rather chew broken glass. Uh-uh. It's going to be a big week for the bachelor kid.
That sucks.
How come you're not at work, Ray?
Well, I took a week off.
Oh, a week off? That's great. Were you guys going up to the lake or something?
No, the backyard.
The backyard?
I just want to hang around the house and relax.
Relax? Oh, good luck with those maniacs you got living next door.
Have you met the Clubfish yet, Art?
No, I haven't. Nobody in the block has. But, I did talk to the real estate fraud that sold the place. Apparently the last house, it only burnt to the ground.
Really?
Yeah. A hideous, raging inferno.
Neighbors from hell.
Maybe. Whatever it is, I'm sure glad I'm not the one who lives right next door to him. I mean, come on, let's face it. You know, these Clopex are strange. I've been watching that house ever since they moved in. No one goes in. No one comes out. No visitors. No deliveries. What do you think they're eating over there, Ray?
Well, maybe these people just want to keep to themselves, Art. Remember when the Knapps lived next door? How many conversations did you have with the Knapps?
I had two.
They didn't even say goodbye when they moved.
Oh, please, don't even compare the two. I mean, come on. At least if they weren't conversational, the Knapps were semi-normal. They worked in their yard. They mowed their lawn. They had a lawn to mow. There's Clopex. We don't even know how many of them there are.
There are three of them. They only come out at night. Ricky Butler says that they're nocturnal feeders.
Oh, Ricky Butler says.
Last week, when I was up on the roof with my telescope, I saw them in their backyard.
What were they doing, honey?
Digging.
Kind of like grave diggers?
Maybe.
All right, that's enough of this conversation.
I want you to stop spying on the Clopex with Ricky Butler. And I'd like you to stop filling his head with such half-cocked theories.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go change into my vacation clothes.
Are you done with your egg?
Okay, honey. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mix the zinnias in with the rest of the flowers. The man at the nursery said that...
Boy, that really burns my ass.
What?
That old fart. He's got the best lawn on the block. And you know why? Because he trains his dog to crap in my yard.
Hey, Mrs. Rumsfeld.
No tan lines this morning.
Looks nice.
The kid next door is a meatball. Peterson came out in his robe last night when the foreigners were making all that racket. He didn't do one thing.
So, what are you going to do first?
I don't know.
Hey, did I show you my new tools?
No.
These are great.
Carol's father gave them to me for Christmas.
Oh, those are beauties.
Yeah.
You gonna build something with those?
I think so. Probably. Say, what time does the ball game go on?
I think it's at about 1. Hey, you wanna go down to the deli and get one of those beef sandwiches?
No. I'm thinking of going to get one of those electric garage door openers and install them in.
Come here.
What is it?
One of the Huns came out of the cave.
This would be the perfect time because you could go up and talk to him. We could see what he's like. Go.
You could go say hi to him, too.
Yeah, but he's your neighbor.
Well, no, he's your neighbor as well.
No, but I'm over. You share a property line with him.
Yeah,
you're
but
like
we're all on the same block, so, I mean, you could go, too. So.
No, it's we're all in the same town, too, but you're right next to him. If he's ever going to borrow anything, he'd come over to your place.
Well, he's busy now.
He's not busy. Now, look, he's going to go now because he's going back in. If you were going to say hi, you should probably... There he's going into the house. You're going to lose him because he's going to go in. Well, man, now you've blown it, haven't you?
No, I didn't blow it. He went into his house.
Chicken?
I'm not chicken because he went into his house.
Well, he went into his... You know, you look like a chicken in front of your son and everything. Your son.
Come on.
If it's all suddenly such a big deal...
Hey,
it's
a joke!
We're going to start selling chicken.
Why so edgy?
Come on.
Come
try
on.
Decaf.
Come on.
They're daring each other to ring the doorbell.
Go in and say hello.
You shouldn't stare like this.
When we both go inside and say hello, are you chicken?
Go for it, Mr. Peterson. Yes!
Woo! Now everybody's watching us.
Good going, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll go in with you. Sure, right. Okay, no problem. Let's go.
Holes in the porch, too.
That was booby trap.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, booby trap. I'm not going to pay for that.
We shouldn't pay for that. We should sue them.
Well, let's say hello.
You know, same thing happened to me last week. I was over there, and it wasn't Bezo. It was a foaming squirrel.
In Southeast Asia, we call this type of thing bad karma.
Thank you.
Honey, these things don't heal if you keep playing with them.
Listen, if we had gone up to the lake, I'd have twice as many of these by now. So it isn't like anything you said this morning is coming true, you know.
Where are you going?
I can't walk in the next room without you asking me where I'm going. I'm going to Paris, France, okay? I'm going to Banff, Canada, all right? That's where I'm going.
Are you taking the dog?
Yeah, yeah. I'm taking the dog for a walk.
Oh, wait. Hey, Ben, let's go over here. Let's not go that way tonight. Isn't that true, right? It's good, yeah?
Hey, you and the dog! Hey, keep that mutt off my lawn, will ya?
All right, have a field day.
Comes over here to smoke cigars. His wife won't let him. He doesn't know I know that.
Hi, Ray. How you doing, bud?
Hey there, Mr. Peterson.
Good to see you.
We need a letter by chance, would you?
It is a lovely night, isn't it?
Yeah, green sky tonight. Green sky and morning. Neighbor take warning.
Green sky at night.
Neighbor take flight. You know, did you ever see the movie The Sentinel, Mr. Peterson? It's about the old guy who owns the apartment, which is kind of like the gateway to hell.
No, I didn't see that.
I was doing some thinking. And, you know, being that their last house burned down and all, it's like maybe somebody left the gate open.
It was them. They're moving around again. You know, it was a night just like this that it happened.
What happened, Mr. Weingartner?
Oh, it was a long time ago, Ricky. Hinkley Hills was a lot smaller then. Safer, too. You never had to lock your doors. Everybody knew everybody. I must have been maybe, 9, 10 years old. You know where the big mall is?
Yeah.
Well, there used to be a big drugstore down on the corner there. It had a big soda fountain in it. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy who ran it was a rotund guy. He had glasses. His name was Skip. Lived over in Elm, had a wife, a couple kids, you know, not too sharp. I mean, hey, the guy's 40 years old. He's wearing a paper hat, and he's making cherry Cokes. It's a cinch he's not running for governor, right? Anyway, it got hot that summer. I remember it got real hot. It was sweltering. You know that heat where your underwear sweats and it crawls up the... Anyway, it's hot, okay? And they start smelling this really vile stench over on Elm, and they figure it's coming from Skip's place. And no one wants to say anything. I mean, what do? Go knock on the guy's door? Hi, your house stinks? So people are trying to ignore it, right? They're trying to pretend that it isn't happening. And you know those pine things? They're trying to cover up with those pine things that you put in cars. People are hanging those in their porches. Oh, you think that's funny, Ricky?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah? Let me tell you what happened next, okay? The state health inspector shows up. They go over. They talk to Skip. He says he's got a sump pump problem. They leave. Hey, the guy's got a little sewer problem. He says he'll look after it. Everything's okay, right? Mm. Wrong. A couple hours later, there's smoke pouring out of the windows of Skip's house. The firemen show up. They go into Skip's house. You know what they find?
What?
Skip's family. Dead. Murdered. By Skip. Weeks earlier. With an ice pick. Yeah. The guy killed his whole family. With an ice pick. Yeah. Yeah, just put him in the cool basement, cover him up with a sheet, and went back to making ice cream treats for the townsfolk. Only thing, Skip didn't count on there being a big heat wave that summer. You know what that was that all those people were smelling over on Elm, Ricky?
What?
Skip's family's bodies decomposing in the summer heat. Yeah, apparently one day Skip just made one too many lemon phosphates. Now snap, though.
I remember that. I remember hearing about that when I was a kid. They tore down the soda fountain that fall.
And these towns are full of those kind of stories. Sometimes they're happening right under your nose.
You know, speaking of noses, ever since this family has moved to this block, I've been noticing a weird kind of odor. Kind of like death.
Ah! Oh!
Oh!
Oh, jump a little higher, Spud. Oh, Sam!
Sorry, Mr. Peterson. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to always
Don't apologize.
Mistake.
I'm going home. Oh, come on. Don't be a weenie.
I'm sorry,
it
Mr. Peterson.
It was a joke.
It was a joke.
Hey, I'm going to go do something productive. I'm going to go watch television.
The answer is, it's the next federal holiday after Washington's birthday.
Where's Lincoln's birthday?
Memorial Day?
Memorial Day is it, son.
Oh, they combine Lincoln's birthday with one weekend now.
Remain calm, float with arms stretched out at right angles to the body.
They used to say to me in college, anyway.
But what about your parents?
Well, they're not going to be home until Thursday.
Gail, I swear to God, this is better than anything on television.
Why can't we go to a movie?
A movie? That's not real. It's the same as television. Trust me, this is real. This is my neighborhood.
Here he comes, right on schedule.
God, I love this street.
What?
It's a wisdom machine.
How sweet it is with the...
Right again.
Business
and industry
for
200, please. In the McDonald's corporate think tank.
We're watching the show.
But I'll be back in time for Final Jeopardy.
Okay. The show's starting. Check it out. See, that was curly hair. That's Mr. Peterson. Now, he's like the skeptic. He's basically grounded in reality, and he doesn't want to believe his neighbors are up to something strange. You know, because if they were, he'd have to deal with it, right?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Now, see the fat guy? That's Mr. Weingarten. He thinks the Klopex are really evil, and that they're, like, building a dungeon in their basement. So he and Miss Rumsfeld decided to do a little snooping around tonight. This should be good.
What is this?
It's an infrared scope. Snipers use it for night vision.
Well, what are we going to do with it?
I'm going to crawl over there and get a look in those barred up basement windows.
You know, guys, I've been thinking about it, and I don't think we should go through with this.
Well, what are you, a fraidy cat?
No, I just think things have gone off the deep end a little bit. I mean, infrared night vision scopes. What are we going to do next? Have the phone line?
Well, that can be arranged.
Then all we have to do is burn a cross on the front lawn.
Really? Well, that was just me.
Like a low frequency number or something. What is
going on? Listen.
Is that a transformer or something?
Goddamn power company.
I can't. Where is it coming from?
I know where it's coming from.
Smells like they're cooking a goddamn cat over there.
I'm gonna go find out what exactly.
Get down!
No headlights.
see the news report now. They were a quiet family, kept pretty much to themselves. No one would have ever suspected them of foul play.
I've never seen that. I've never seen anybody drive their garbage down to the street and bang the hell out of it with a stick on. I've never seen that.
I say we go over and get a look at those garbage cans.
Well, call me overly cautious, but don't you think that's going to be a bit suspicious? The three of us going through the garbage at 11 o'clock at night in the middle of a rainstorm?
Affirmative. That garbage is going nowhere. I say we wait on first light. Snowflake, come out of here.
Rain delay. Bummer.
Ray, what was that you were saying the other day about half-cock theories against the attorney? Ray.
Seminar could change your life, Dick. The man is a great dealer.
And I'm a great bowler. And Wednesday night, we're taking on Roselli Plumbing.
You really should expose yourself to this guy, Dick. He understands paraphysical forces, the healing capabilities of crystals, and the laying on of hands.
You want to try laying on some hands?
This could be the...
Wait, hold it, Garvin! Garvin! Garvin, man! Help. Hold on a minute! Help. Wait a sec! Wait, hold it! Oh, what are you doing?
I'm emptying garbage.
Give me the garbage truck. What are you mind? Give me that. Hey, cut that out. Oh, there's nothing here. You got a finger, got a nose, nothing. Give me that.
Here you go.
What are you doing?
You asked me to help.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling the Delvaneys and having them open your cottage.
No, Carol, I don't want to go to the cottage.
Fine, then Dave and I will go and you can stay here and spy.
Oh, all right, okay.
What? Are you sulky?
No, go up, go up to the cottage, Carol. Take Dave and go up to the cottage. Leave me to pat around the house all by myself.
Pat around the house all by yourself? All you do is pal around the neighborhood.
That's my vacation. That's my vacation.
You know, I am very, very worried about you.
Why?
You're acting like what?
What am I acting like, Carol? I'm acting like a guy who's on vacation.
This is not coming
on vacation. I sleep late.
Get a tan, then.
Oh, get a tan. How am I supposed to get a tan in pajamas?
I don't know.
Look, you go up to the cottage and get a tan. Take David with you. I don't care. I'll eat takeout. I'll do the laundry by myself. I'll vacuum the house. Will be spotless when you get back.
Why? Art's throwing garbage all over the street.
Your mom and I are having a conversation. If you... What?
Get out of the truck, man.
Are you nuts?
You've got to be in here somewhere. Hey, Supreme Court rules that a person's garbage is public domain if it is, it's the curb.
Shut up.
You guys pick up a hefty bag out of that yard that was bulky and probably a little bit moist.
What the hell is wrong with these people?
He has the right to know, Vic. Go spot up with me.
Hey, could you help me get this guy out of here?
Huh? Yeah.
Ray, come back here!
Hey, give me a break. What a... Yeah.
My taxes pay your salary.
Look, I don't want to hear any of your bullshit either. The question here is garbage. Who picks up this mess?
Who picks up this mess?
Well, you're going to pick up the mess because you are a garbage man.
I pick up garbage in cans, not from the street.
Ray, there's nothing in here. We practically checked this whole truck. They must have switched on us during the night.
The FBI? No, the smoke.
Oh, no. Naughty little puppy. Uncle Marky gets very upset when you're on his lawn. Wait a minute. You're all dirty and you're shaking. I wonder if Walter knows you're outside.
In the rain?
Yeah, it was raining.
And there were how many of them?
Well, three of them.
And what were they doing?
They were digging.
Digging, like grave diggers.
Yeah,
I told you, they're gold.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say they were grave. They could have been digging for anything. They could have been digging for, like night crawlers.
Night crawlers?
Yeah, they're fishermen.
Fishermen? Oh, wait, wake up and smell the coffee. What happened is a kid spotted us last night when we were sleeping. He got up, he went to the garbage can, he took the body, and then he
buried him in the backyard. Let's get out of here.
I like this.
I hate cul-de-sacs. There's only one way out, and the people are kind of weird. Making ladies.
Does anyone know if Walter left a spare key around anywhere? He must have gone away and forgot to feed Queenie.
Walter!
I hope nothing happened to him.
I think we should call the police.
Oh, good plan, Ray.
Wait a minute. I think I see something moving in there.
How did you get in there?
A soldier's way. Saves the day.
Andre.
Good, honey.
Beautiful. Walter?
What's been going on here?
This doesn't look good. Murder? Signs of a struggle here. TV's still on. Chair's turned over.
Well, I wouldn't say that's a sign of a struggle.
You know, I think I should go upstairs and check this out. I mean, like, maybe the guy's, like, upstairs in a bathtub or something. Cracked his head open. There's, like, blood and stuff everywhere.
Just don't touch anything up there, all right?
Yes, sir. Mr. Peterson.
Come on, let's see if we can find some dog food.
Well, I don't like this. I don't like snooping around a neighbor's house.
You mean a dead guy's house?
You want to take that out of your pocket? You want to not steal that from Walter's house, please?
Hey, what's the difference? All this junk is going to end up in a flea market sooner or later anyway.
You might have just left in a hurry, you know. Forgot about the dog.
Stay right here and we'll find your dish.
Out. Space out sometimes.
Ah!
Bullseye!
Ah! Ow!
What?
Ow! It's got a rat! Dude!
Honey, it's not a rat. It's Walter's toupee.
Oh, gee, beautiful place to keep a toupee on the stove. I'm starving.
You know, one thing about these old guys, they don't ever leave the house without their hair. No, sir. Walter left this house in a big hurry.
Hey, you guys, look. These cookies are...
Great.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. I think we broke enough laws to walk okay, let's just get out of here.
We have not looked...
It's not against the law. I can't believe you people talked me into this. Right. Why don't we just get out of our neighbor's house? Walter, your dog is in my house. Your window is broken because we all thought that... Walter... I have your dog.
Mr. Klopek! Mr. Klopek, hi! Ray Peterson! Listen, I was...
What is this doggy, Graham? Just came to you. Must be horrible. Come here. Say something to your friend. Look, right there. Come on. Honey, have you seen your father? I think he's in the basement with Art. He's playing Knaft or something. Honey? Ray?
Art, you had a dream you were going to win the lottery and you blew $500.
Oh, I can't believe you're still bringing that up.
I had a dream a plane was going to crash, so you took the bus to Las Vegas.
If I'd have been on the plane, it would have crashed. And it doesn't matter. This wasn't a dream. This was a vision. I'm telling you, these people are Satanists. As I sit here, they are Satanists. Look, the world is full of these kind of things. Look at this. Black masses, mutilations. The incubus, the succubus. I'm telling you, Walter was a human sacrifice.
I should have gone to the lake. I should have listened to Carol.
Listen to your wife. Who listens to their wife? Listen, you got to listen to me. You know what the deal is? What we got to do is we got to go down to the religious supply store. We got to get ourselves a couple of gallons of holy water. My cousin Jerry's a priest. He can get us a deal. No, no. We got to go to the market.
I don't
we got to get ourselves a couple of those big strings. You know how they string that garlic? A couple big strings of garlic. We got
to
get ourselves some fresh lamb's blood. And then we got to... Ray, do you want them to take your family, kidnap them, tear their livers out, and make some kind of satanic pate?
No, I'm not going to listen to this.
Ray, you're chanting.
I'm not going to hear this now.
Unconscious chanting. You're chanting.
Hear this now.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal.
I'm not.
Ray. You're chanting. Hey, once they get in here, it's over, pal.
Satanists, huh? Ritual killers. Nice. Very, very nice. So let me get this straight. The Klopex are offering up Walter as a sort of human sacrifice to Beelzebub, is that it?
That's one of the theories, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, this is your relaxing week at home, huh? Oh, I wouldn't have missed this for the world. Week in Jonestown.
Where are you going?
The bathroom. Relax.
Carol? Carol?
See a nice stick around here, did you?
your own business.
Mind your own business!
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Won't you be my neighbor?
Hey, Ray! Ray, we got a plan. Come on. We got a plan. Come on. We got...
Sorry, boys. My husband's not feeling well. He has to stay in his room.
Oh, he's bad. Come on. Please, Carol, let him come out. Come on.
He can't come out until he resembles the man that I married.
Carol, we don't have that kind of time. Please let him come out.
Come on.
I think that I have given you my answer.
Bees came from there. Watch us all. Okay, let's try the side door. We agreed to do it together.
I'm only trying to take a nap. I'm only laying here with my eyes closed trying to get some goddamn sleep.
Quiet. I wouldn't wake you if it wasn't important. I think we flushed him out.
Okay.
The Klopex. Rumsfeld and I, we flushed him out.
Wow.
We wrote a note. We slipped it under the door. We rang the bell and then we ran.
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Stupid Eric! I can't believe you...
All I did was write, I know what you've done. That's all. I didn't sign it.
Oh, I can't. You stupid whining. You, God.
You got to goose these people every once in a while. You got to give them a little shot. Give them a little whack. Let them know that you're there. Jeez, good dog, Chris. Good dog. Go get it.
Here's the
go
thing.
Get it. Go.
All right. See, they're going to think that I did it.
Yeah, they are.
Why?
The old guy.
He saw me write a note and put it underneath Walter's door. So now they're going to think.
Get it.
You wrote a note and put it under the... I didn't know that.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because we got him on the run now. Now they know that we know that they know that we know.
It does matter. You did, but they're going to suspect me.
They're not going to suspect anybody. They're...
Do you know what this is?
It's a bone.
It's a femur.
It's a femur bone.
A femur just happens to be a human thigh bone, right?
Wait, how do you know that?
Biology 101. I mean, look at the size of this thing. You think this came off a chicken or something? Where the hell did Vince get this?
He dug it up from underneath the fence.
Ray, pray there's no doubt anymore. This is real. Your neighbors are murdering people. They're chopping them up. They're burying them in their backyard. Ray, this is Walter.
No!
There's got to be some other explanation for this. It's just some litter. The guy's a litter bug.
It could be a candy bar wrapper. It could be a napkin. It could be a crumpled up credit card receipt. You know, those things blow around all the time.
It's my note.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Great. Fresh a beer. You feel better now? Well, I think it's time that we all stop acting like kindergartners. Don't you, Ray?
Yes, Carol. Oh.
Now, before somebody falls off a roof or sets themselves on fire, I think we should go over there, knock on their door, and invite ourselves in for a nice neighborly chat. Get to know these people like we should have done a month ago.
That's a good idea, and I'll make brownies.
That's a great idea, and while you keep them busy, I'll...
You're not invited. Too relaxed.
Yeah, we'll probably find out more in 5 minutes of friendly chat than you guys can in a month of snooping around.
Okay, now, everybody just act normal.
Who is it?
Yoo-hoo, it's Carol Peterson from next door.
There go the goddamn brownies.
Hi. Welcome to Mayfield Place. We're your neighbors. We brought dessert. Is your mother home?
Here you go, Sonny. A little something for the old sweet tooth.
A whole month and we haven't come by to say hello.
Well, I'm your neighbor, Ray Peterson. That's my wife, Carol. That's Bonnie. And this is,
Rumsfield's the name. Don't think I caught yours. Hans. Hans. Oh, a fine Christian name. Hans Christian Andersen. What are you, Catholic? I don't know.
Oh, pretty girl. Friend of yours?
No, it came with the frame.
It came with the frame?
Yes.
Oh, is this the dining room? Oh, you startled me.
My Uncle Reuben.
Well, how do you do?
You are the one who lives next door.
Why don't we get some coffee, Bonnie?
I'll do it.
What do you say we all sit down for a little of the old face-to-face, eh, what, room?
You're in there, all right? We're all just standing around.
Oh, great. Don't worry, you guys. I can get this. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I really appreciate your help. Really.
You know, just be careful, though. I mean, it's pretty dangerous with the trip.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thanks for your advice.
What?
Be careful.
I'm watching.
Make it?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Just throw me over the tools.
Sure was damp today.
Yes, I just can't seem to do anything with my hair.
Is that a Dean? Sardine?
How are you enjoying Hinckley Hills? We just love it. Don't we?
Yes.
Klopek. What is that, Slavic?
No.
Oh, about a 9 on the tension scale, Rube. How do you like living here so far, huh? Pretty comfortable house, ain't it?
Good solid walls. Good solid floors.
Oh. Got somebody tied up in the old cellar, have you, Rube? Just you and Unc living here in the house. Is that it, Sonny?
No, he's, this is a small family. Me, the young boy, and my brother, the doctor.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to have a doctor in the neighborhood?
You know, I think it's great that you've been able to stay with all the original wood. I was never over here when the Knapps lived here.
Oh, unfortunate for the Knapps.
You know, it's funny, but I don't ever remember seeing a moving van out front, Rube.
I don't understand that. It was parked outside all day.
Really?
Say, how is the drainage on your property here? I know when it rains, it... Our house, boy, the basement just floods right over.
Basement? Ray comes up with a winning idea. Maybe we should go down and take a look in the basement. Maybe that was brother down there tapping on the ceiling a couple minutes ago.
Who knows?
So what kind of doctor is this brother here, Rube?
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Thank you.
we have guests.
Sardar.
My brother, the doctor.
Vera Klopek. Nice to meet you.
Rectors.
Oh, pardon my love. I thought the candles would be romantic for the lady.
Lovely.
I really must apologize for the paint. I was just touching up one of my pictures. I find painting relaxes me.
Sugar substitute?
No, thank you.
It was very impolite of us not to have introduced ourselves sooner. I find my work is rather solitary. It always keeps us on the move. Did you know that we've had to move 4 times in as many years?
Oh, all that moving must be very hard on you, Hans.
Indeed. And tomorrow we must all go to the university to discuss yet another transfer.
No. And we're just getting to know you. Well, that's a shame. Isn't that a shame, honey?
That's a shame.
Says who? And I was just remarking to Hans today how nice it would be to meet all of our new neighbors. And here you are.
Actually, Doc, we're not all here.
Oh?
Walter, the old man next door. We don't know where the hell he is.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Doc! Sorry! Sorry! Ow!
Terrible, terrible things. Why to the elderly? We were just remarking the other day about how an old guy like that could just drop right off the face of the earth without a sign. Vanish. No one ever see him again. No trace. Nothing. Right, Ray? Yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, we were just talking about it yesterday afternoon.
I bet you were.
Look, why don't we just cut all this polite crap, all right? What's the weird goddamn noise you got coming out of here all the time?
I think that we should go...
What have you got in the cellar here, Klopek?
Mark!
Ray, come on, tell him what you saw. Tell him. I have to use your bathroom.
Ray, remember night before last? You said they were digging. Don't go to that! Ray! Ah! Oh! Oh!
You keep a horse in the basement?
No, art.
Another neighbor?
Is that one?
I'm sorry if Lanzo frightened you. His size tends to overwhelm people.
Oh, no. Well, we've imposed on you now for one evening. It's been lovely meeting you.
See you, Doc. Later, room.
Bye, Hans.
Yes, Doc. It's been real.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Let's do this again sometime. Real soon. We'll see ourselves at the door, huh?
Bye-bye. Okay.
I admit it. They're slightly eccentric.
Slightly eccentric, Carol.
But that doesn't mean that
these people are clearly psychos.
Ray, what do you think?
Yes. What do you think?
Right. Been awfully quiet, Ray. Maybe we could have a little participation here?
I think they're clean.
Oh,
I think Bonnie and Carol are right.
See?
You know, that's great, Ray. Just pull open the door, pull the ripcord, and just bail out on us. Oh, that's rich, considering you're the one who started this whole thing to begin with.
Whoa. Who started it, Tuna Neck?
Tuna Neck?
You instigated it.
You know who instigated this? Your little boy watching people dig in the backyard.
Honey,
would you and Bonnie excuse us? I think I should have a talk with the boys in the den for just a few minutes.
Okay.
Oh.
It's good to see you come to your senses, sweetie.
Just a minute or two.
So, what's the deal, Ray? Are you siding with the chicks against us? Is that it?
Yeah, you totally pussy-whipped or what? Why don't you just take your balls out of your wife's purse? Make a stand for one time in your life. Hey, Ray, come on.
Hey,
your speech, Ray.
Oh, he's kidding around.
Ray.
Oh, it's Walter's rug, so you got an old guy's weight. Big deal.
You've tried that in your trousers all day?
After you found this in Walter's house yesterday, I slipped it back in through the mail slot.
Well, where did you get it this time?
Opex.
Wow.
After the dog came up out of the basement, I found it wedged between a bunch of magazines, all of which, I might add, were addressed to Walter.
Well, then that means that Opex went back inside Walter's house and got the hair.
What do we do now, soldier?
Well, you heard them say they were going away tomorrow. As soon as that car leaves in the morning, I'm going over the fence, and I'm not coming back till I find a dead body. Nobody knocks off an old man in my neighborhood and gets away with it. That'd be a nice project.
I got a foursome lined up with Bart today at Robberwood in about an hour and a half, though.
I didn't hate him right now.
You hate them?
Well, it's my vacation, honey. I just wanted to get out of the house. I would think after the week I put you through, you'd want to, too.
Why do I get the impression that you're trying to get rid of me?
Well, I'm going to be gone all day, hon. I figured it'd be a good time for you to go see Evelyn. And you have a good time with the cousins.
I hate them, Dad. Rudy is a moron and Diane smells.
Have a nice weekend.
I'll see you later.
Hey, Carol, see my new golf club here? I got it so I don't get blisters playing golf. We're going to be playing that much golf, really.
Car.
Think she bought it?
Yo, Steve, man.
Hey, what's the haps, dude? You gotta come down here today. It's gonna be live. You got it. Well, something's about to happen. I can't tell you.
Are you sure you know what you're doing, Art? There's an awful lot of juice going through those wires. You hit the wrong one. You're a post toasty.
Frank, electricity is our friend. Besides, we want to take out their alarms, don't we?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could just bypass the fence altogether and find another way in.
No one knows how many triple alarms they have in there.
No. I can take out everything they got with one touch of the snips. Right, Captain?
Affirmative.
Siren mode! Pretty neat, eh?
You know, I can raise all the police channels and the power company channels on this baby.
Now, be careful up there, Art.
It's okay, Ray. It's okay, I'll get it. We gotta get going, though, because we're burning daylight here.
Hey, where should we start digging once we get over there?
Start in the backyard, then check the basement.
Be careful up there, Art. Go slow, huh?
Hey, safety is my middle name.
His middle name was Lewis.
All right, are you sure you're all right up there?
I don't know that he knows what he's doing.
Why didn't you go up there?
Very high.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I took a joke, but I'm okay.
Can you stand up all right?
Yeah.
You
use
your leg?
Yeah. Try
one of these.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Oh,
No.
Oh, jeez. Oh, look at my fingers. My fingernails are wet.
My feelings are hot.
Hey, look at this. The man actually hit the right wire. There's no alarm.
Hey, good work.
Congratulations. Now, give me five. I'm going to set up a communication fix.
You got it.
Here, you're going to need this.
Rumsfeld, dude, what are you doing with the gun?
Shut up and change your goddamn house.
Whoa. Fine.
Task Force One, this is Eagle Eye.
You are all clear.
Roger, Eagle Eye, we're going over.
Roger, Red Rover. Let Ray go over. Good. Red Rover, let Art go on over. Oh, that's great. Over.
Man, it's really getting hot out here.
Yeah. It's getting hot. Why don't you dig one of your own holes, huh?
Well, I was just checking this one. And besides the radio, I was wondering...
You know, this is turning out to be a lot more work than we thought it was going to be.
Why don't we go check the house? It's probably a lot cooler in there.
Hey, that's a good idea. Let's try the house. We'll start in the basement. We'll just work our way up.
You know, Ray, I'm thinking... The reason we didn't find anything in the backyard is because they probably weren't burying anybody in the backyard. They were digging bodies up, and they probably buried them in the basement of the house here.
That's a possibility, Art.
I say we start in the kitchen. They probably got some cold beer in there. Or some knockwurst or something. I'm starving.
Locked. Hey, give me a credit card.
Yeah.
where did you learn how to do that?
I don't know how to do this.
That's a shit store anyway. Ray. Ray, do the words breaking and entering mean anything to you?
Hey! Mr. Rumsfeld! Hey, yo, man. I want to introduce you to my friend, this Steve Kuntz. Hey, dude. Be sure to watch the show this afternoon.
Great.
I gotta go to work in a couple hours, you know.
Hey, man, piss off. Ricky,
yo,
get this lame-o out of your yard.
Get out of my yard, lame-o. Hey, hey, get out of my yard.
Frank, look at the size of this furnace. This thing's gotta be 80 years old. Geez, these old places have gotta be held to heat, huh?
Well, this house isn't that big. What the hell does he need a furnace like this for? You know, I think there's been some modifications on this because this conduit is brand new. Look, it runs all the way back over there and up through a hole in the ceiling. I saw some of that in their living room.
And a thermostat on a home furnace, is that supposed to go to 5,000 degrees, you think?
It must be what all the noise was. Look at all the stuff they put together down here.
They got this whole place wired with batteries.
There's gotta be 40 of them.
Look, we got power here.
This is no ordinary furnace.
First, and buried his bones right here.
What do we do now?
I'll call in and tell him that they built a crematorium down.
No, don't tell him that. I'll just want to come down. Just wait till we find something.
Wait, that could take all night.
Mr. Rumsfeld, you guys managed to knock out the power in the entire block. Probably the whole south end of town.
Ricky, shut up!
Listen, Howard, we're gonna make a run to McDee's. You want a quarter pounder or something?
Oh, no way! Hey, wait, you guys can't go now. It's the best part. I called the pizza dude.
All right.
Dig down, I mean, besides us, to dig this deep into this kind of sludge. Oh.
That was metal.
Hey!
That was metal. You hit a clip. You buried him in a clip. I'll get the blowtorch.
Hello, where you at? Eagle Eye, this is Bob Ford's work. We found Walter. I'll blow you in a minute. Take this. Oh, yes! We found him!
We caught you, Ruba. You've been playing us for saps, but you were wrong.
Look over there, look right now.
Real carefully, mister. We got a real problem.
Hey, Ray, guess who's not in the basement? Walter! He's back!
That's with coppers!
Keep him busy. I'll get Ray.
Keep him busy!
All right.
Stop! Right there! Don't go any further! You're going! Stop! Hey! Mr. Officer, wait! I mean, there's these people, and they're in my parents' house, and they're eating all their food!
Problem here.
Thank God you're here.
No problem at all.
This is not a big intruder.
We're in a fight. We've all got your gas. It's gonna blow.
Man, that Ricky should have stopped throwing a party.
At your house?
Ray.
Something is moving in there.
Before it blew, you found it, right? Before everything went off, you had to have found it.
You got a lawsuit on your hands, mister.
Oh, God. What's this?
Thank you.
step back here, please?
I live here, that's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get the all clear from the gas company.
Excuse me, I can put it. This is Mr. Peterson.
Did you listen? Did I ask you? Yeah.
Miss, you want to go back here a minute, please?
Excuse me now. Maybe let's get my cigar. Hey!
Done to you.
You cut your hair. I like it. I'm telling you, officer, there's a body buried in that house.
The old man, Mr. Sesnick, right?
Yeah, the old guy who's sitting here is buried in that house, sure.
Watch it.
Hey, where was he anyway?
Sesnick was at the hospital until 8 o'clock this evening. Seems that Monday night he had some heart palpitations, so he called his daughter and his son-in-law, and they took him to the hospital.
Well, what about the wig? What about the wig? They found a wig in this house. His wig.
Pop Hicks was picking up his mail for him. Means that the doctor somehow got that wig mixed up with the newspapers and the letters.
Doctor? You don't believe that this guy's a real doctor, do you? Come on!
Yes, I do believe he's a doctor. In fact, he's a very well-respected pathologist, my friend. And I'd say that you are damn lucky that you didn't kill him in that blast. Oh, yeah, I thank my lucky stars. Take care of this nitwit.
Hey, sorry about your car, man.
Destruction of private property, destruction of public property, 3 counts of criminal trespassing, harassment, assault, vandalism, and that poor old man claims he's got a ransom note that says you kidnapped his dog. Do you hear me okay, Mr. Peterson?
I really do like your hair.
No, this doesn't change a thing. Oh, they may think it does. They may think they're off the hook, but they're not. No, they're not.
Are they, Ray? No, go ahead. Tell them. We got the goods on them, don't we? Oh, yeah, you know?
You know, someday they're going to dig up the back of that yard, and they're going to find the rest of that skeleton to go with that femur. Oh, it might not be Walter, but it's going to be some sort of torture.
Shut up, Art! Shut up! God, you don't know when to quit, do you? Look at me! I'm a shell of a man because of you, Art. You leave!
Now!
A soldier! You leave him alone! Get off that case already! They didn't do anything to us! They didn't do anything to us! All right, so they're different. So they keep to themselves. Can't you blame them? They live next door to people who break into their house and burn it down while they're gone for the day. Remember what you were saying about people in the burbs, Art? People like Skip? People who mowed their lawn for the 800th time and then snap! Well, that's us! It's not them! That's us! We're the ones who are vaulting over the fences and peeking into people's windows! We're the ones who are throwing garbage in the street and lighting fires! We're the ones who are acting suspicious and paranoid eyes! We're the lunatics! Us! It's not them!
Us.
I don't know what to say. What, do you want me to move?
I'll kill you!
Honey, I'll just find out what hospital they're taking you to, and then I'll follow right along. Okay?
Okay, honey.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Kira.
Chicken baby, tell me you walked in the middle of the street.
Okay. Get off that car.
You know.
Get off my car.
You should hang out for a little bit. Chill out with us. We got the pizza dude coming, you know?
You're imbecile. You have more on you.
Who's that? Oh, that's a cold press, huh? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Dr. Klopek, when I get out of prison, I'm going to help you
rebuild your house.
I'll even do some of the work myself. I have the tools, you know. Carol's father just gave me a brand new set of tools.
Do I look like an idiot, Mr. Peterson?
No.
Do you take me for an imbecile?
No.
You may have fooled the others, Mr. Peterson, but you don't fool me.
If I fooled the others?
But you don't fool me.
I don't?
No, you don't.
Am I missing something?
No, Dr.
Come now, Mr. Peterson. You were in my basement. Surely you looked in the furnace.
I saw your furnace, Doctor, but I figured the man's furnace is his own business.
You saw one of my skulls, didn't you? Oh, yes. I know you did. It belonged to a neighbor of yours. The name was Knapp. We took the house from them. I offered to buy it. But you know how old people are. They grow so attached to things.
Dr. Philbrick, I think I forgot my wallet.
I let you keep the femur. Now I want my skull. Or perhaps I might just take yours. Hans?
Hey!
Citizen's arrest.
Oh,
citizen's
Ray.
Arrest. Don't start with me, Carol. The man confessed. They murdered the Knapps.
He's demented.
Hey, Sherlock, get the quill packs to tell you where they buried the stiffs, okay?
You don't have a stiff. You don't have any evidence at all.
You do now.
This your vehicle, Dr. Kloppik?
Let's go, Doctor. Hey! Pinocchio! Where are you going? Gotcha!
Come on. Don't you make a move, Sonny. I was 18 months in the bush and I could snap your neck in a heartbeat.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore. You know, we're not going to be content to look after our lawns and wax our cars, paint our houses. We're out to get them, Don. We are out to get them.
Hello.
Hi. So, what are you going to do now?
I'm gonna pack a bag. Go up to the lake.
You got him, neighbor.
Get away from him.
Hey, you guys! You wanna go down to Ballarama for a beer or something?
Man, that was an incredible chokehold you put on me, pal. Carol, the guy's a brute.
How's that finger? Is it okay? Where are you guys going? Where are you going?
Going on vacation.
Vacation? What are you, crazy? This is a major media event here. Geraldo Rivera is coming. He's going to excavate the basement of the complex. It's going to be broadcast on satellite all over the world. Fly!
Arch!
Your wife, Paul?
And your house is on fire!
My wife is home!
Mr. Peterson, where are you going?
Just starting to get good.
She's going away for a while, Ricky.
We should keep an eye on the neighborhood for me.
You betcha, Mr. Peterson. No problem. God, I love this street.